Unite CRTV.
Universities in Cameroon have opened their doors for the 2024-2025 academic year. This is within a backdrop of the sanctioning and closure recently of some private institutions of higher learning in the country by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education. They were found guilty of fabricating fake certificates, issuing fake transcripts, and operating unauthorized training programs. In today's viewpoint, Freddie Etabisan comes back to the sanctions, stating that the alarming situation not only tarnishes the reputation of our country's educational sector, but also jeopardizes the future of countless young Cameroonians.
Education provides a strong base for any nation's development. It empowers individuals, builds communities, and causes economies to grow. The credibility of academic institutions is critical to maintaining a standard of excellence and ensuring that our graduates are equipped with skills and knowledge to compete in an increasingly globalized world. Unfortunately, the actions of a few unscrupulous institutions are undermining the hard-earned reputation of Cameroon's educational system. These institutions have been discovered to be fabricating diplomas and transcripts which are not regular, and by so doing, they are not just defrauding the students who enroll in them in good faith, but also devaluing the degrees and qualifications of those who work hard to earn them legitimately. The far-reaching impact of these fraudulent activities should not be forgotten. Imagine a young graduate entering a job market with a fake certificate. He or she is not just unqualified for the job, but is also a menace to the industry or corporation he or she is entering. And there are many of them in different professional fields today, be it in the medical, engineering, educational, journalistic, or other fields. Fake qualifications put lives at risk and diminish the trust employers have in today's graduates in our country. Employers are likely to become more skeptical and may require more excessive verification of credentials. This process not only wastes valuable time and resources, but penalizes honest students who genuinely earned their degrees. The government's decision to close these fraudulent institutions is a necessary step in clearing up our educational system. By shutting down schools that fabricate fake certificates and transcripts, the Higher Education Ministry is sending a strong message that academic fraud cannot be tolerated. These institutions must be held accountable for their illegal activities, and their administrators should face the full force of the law. This will serve as a deterrent to other would-be offenders who may be tempted to cut corners, so to speak, at the expense of their students and the country's reputation. But sanctioning and closing these institutions is just the beginning. Government must also strengthen the supervision of our educational sector to prevent this kind of fraud from happening in the future. Regulatory bodies must ensure that all institutions offering higher education in Cameroon are properly accredited and are operating within the legal framework set by the government. Furthermore, regular audits and evaluations of academic programs should be conducted to ensure that standards are maintained and students receiving quality education. As a society, we must also shift our values. Students and parents alike should prioritize quality education over the desire for a quick diploma. Education is not just about obtaining a piece of paper, but about acquiring the skills, knowledge, and critical thinking necessary to contribute meaningfully to the development of our country. The public has a role to play in the effort as well. Students, parents, and employers must remain vigilant. If you are enrolling in a university or vocational program, verify that the institution is accredited and that it offers legitimate courses. Employers, on the other hand, should be diligent in verifying the authenticity of academic credentials presented by job applicants. The responsibility to ensure the credibility of our educational system is one we must all share. The times are rough and anything goes.
Freddie Etabisan, Director of Radio Programs and Programming Editorialist.